Well, we've had some moments that we haven't been very good, but we seem to be improving every week.
Now, Detroit ran for 155 in that victory over the Bears. They only ran for 38 against you week two. More of a concerted effort that they're trying to make, or what?
They hit him on a couple runs, bounce out to the perimeter. You know, a lot of people are paying attention to Calvin Johnson, and so sometimes the run totals go up that way.
And Calvin Johnson had 166 yards. Lance Moore, the veteran, had over 100 yards. Is Detroit classified offensively, in your opinion, Mike, as more of a passing team by far than a running team?
Well, they've thrown the ball more than any team in the NFL so far this year. So, yeah, they want to take their shots down the field, get the ball to Calvin Johnson, get it to Golden Tate, and they have some play actions with it as well.
Is game planning for Calvin Johnson markedly different than most receivers in the NFL?
Yeah, probably. He's one special guy. He's got great length, size, catches the ball fantastic. He's got great speed, so yeah.
In the Chiefs' victory, Vikings rookie linebacker Eric Kendricks had 13 tackles. How was he in pass coverage?
I thought he did well. You know, he continues to do a good job in that area, and he was all over the field this past week. So we're looking for more of the same from him.
Let's relive a couple of moments from that victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. As weekly, we watch film with Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, this is a overload blitz that Kansas City likes to run. They like to show the guys down on this weak side, and then they bring extra guys that contain with the nose. And so actually one of the good points about this was Kyle Rudolph ends up chipping both the guys coming out of there. We turn the protection that way, and then Matt Asiata comes back to help. On the route, we're running a really, at the end of the day, it's a double inside breaking route at the top, and then Diggs is running a post corner on the backside. So he does a nice job of getting into the route, turns his head back inside, so he looks like he's running back to the post to look at the quarterback, and then stops on a dime and turns back to the outside. And then Teddy makes a nice throw. You see Fusco tries to widen the guy. He could have stayed a little bit more square to get in there. Berger does a nice job on the Mike linebacker pushing back, and then Khalil on the outside, he continues. He's got the outside rusher. This one is third and one, okay, and they line up in their heavy group, right? They've got Macklin lined up here as a backside tight end, really, at the end of the day. They show a near backfield set, and they had a tendency of, when they had offset backs, to hand the ball to the fullback on this fullback dive on short yardage. And Barr does a nice job. We got this. Harrison is down weak, so he's inside the box here on this one. Trey Waynes is the corner outside here on Macklin. And really, Anthony does a nice job working to the offside. They're trying to go to 54 on their double team, but Barr accelerates through there and makes a nice tackle along with B-Rob.
So the key for Anthony here is to sniff out that gap and shoot through it?
Yeah, he's got the A-gap to the back set off the back, and then Harrison's got the B-gap over here to this backside. But, you know, the thing that really allows this to happen is the double team that Linville is taking care of and the double team that Sharif is taking care of. So the guard was not able to get to Barr coming back off of the double team.